Good morning. I just want you to remember one thing, that on this Sunday you saw Jeff and Jack in black dresses. And as soon, glory, yes. And as soon as Alicia opens that counseling center, we'll all be heading there for therapy. So, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And we're going to start with verse 10, the second part of verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul is writing to the Corinthian church, a church he helped start. He has written several letters. We have 1 and 2 Corinthians in our Bible. He mentions a third letter in one of those. And here he is writing about growing in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 10. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. We have not received the spirits of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words. The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual man makes judgments about all things, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. As we grow in Christ, two things will happen. God becomes bigger, and Christ comes nearer. God becomes bigger, and Christ becomes nearer. When you and I were saved, when you and I were converted, we put our faith in God. And we put our faith in as much of God as we could understand at that moment. We call this saving faith. We believed, and God credited to us as righteousness. We put our trust in the Almighty, even if we only knew just a little. Now you would think in the natural course of things, as we would grow in our faith, we would understand more about God. But the truth is, the more we learn, the less we know. You know, when you're in high school, I was in high school, and my goal is just to get out of high school. It's general education. When you get your bachelor's degree, you have Alicia has a degree in psychology and Pastor Jack in biblical leadership. They got a little bit more specific than the general education. When you go on and get your master's degree, you actually get even more specific. And eventually, if you go on and get a doctor's degree, you study something so minute, so specific that you are the expert in that. I once knew a man who got his doctorate in studying Lutheran Pietism from 1854 to 1858. My question was, why? And what exactly did they do that was so important for those 4 years? But he was an expert in it. You see, the more he learned, the more he became a specific expert in that area. But that's not what happens in the life of faith. The more we grow, the more that the Spirit of God comes into us, the more that we trust in God, the more that we walk with God, the bigger God gets. How big is God? Really big. And you and I, we just catch glimpses of Him. It's the more we learn, with God, the less we really know. In fact, one of the Apostle Paul's favorite words to use, and he uses it in just almost every letter he writes, is the word mystery. Mystery. The godliness of Christ in us is a mystery. The fullness of Christ in us is a mystery. It's a mystery about the resurrection. It's a mystery about eternity. All these things we think we know, but the more we know, really, the less we know. We just trust in Him. How many of you have seen the new Chronicles of Narnia movie, Prince Caspian? Anyone see it? Oh, very good. Did you like it? Did you hear the lion roar? That's Ian's favorite part. Every time you hear a roar, Ian goes, "Aslan!" And finally, "Ian, you have to be quiet. There's other people in the theater." And he goes, "Why?" I don't know. You just have to be quiet. So, did you catch the part when Lucy meets up with Aslan in the forest? And she says to him, "You look so much bigger." And what does Aslan say to her? He says, "As you grow, I become bigger." Now those of you who just saw are going to run back and try to watch that movie again, right? See if I'm right? I'm right. If you read the book, it's in chapter 10 of Prince Caspian. The more we grow in faith, the more we grow in love, the more we grow in trust in the Almighty God, the bigger He gets. That is the good news. J.B. Phillips, an English theologian, once wrote a book entitled, "Your God is Too Small." And a lot of us in the world make God out to be so small. It's like we want to control God. We want to be in charge, but that's never the case. The Lord alone is almighty. The Lord alone is sovereign. He gets bigger. We get smaller. In fact, as we grow in faith, it's less of self and more of God's Spirit. Jesus said in John 14, He said, "When I go away, I'm going to send to you the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. And when He comes, He's going to teach you and He's going to remind you of everything I've said." You and I, as we walk with God, it's more about His Spirit and less about ourselves. Last week, I was in Turkey, the country of Turkey, in the city of Istanbul. And I took with me a pastor from Missouri, Pastor Bob, and we arrived. We actually had a little bit of an incident on the way out. The thunderstorms when we left in Oklahoma and Texas kind of played havoc with the airline schedule. And so Bob was put on an airplane in Chicago, and I was put on an airplane in Dallas, and we were supposed to meet in London. And it didn't happen. I was about 4 hours behind him. So he had to go to Istanbul by himself. He hasn't traveled much outside the country. This was kind of a big shock for him. He got fleeced at the airport for a hotel and cab. It cost him $200. He was not happy about that. And eventually, I found him. I said, "If something happens, you just email me and tell me where you're at, and I will come find you." So when I arrived on Friday morning in Istanbul, we went and found Bob, and he was so happy to be rescued. But on Sunday morning, we got up early and we went to an Anglican church, a Church of England. The service was in English, and Bob really had never been to one at all, ever in his life. And it was probably about 100 people in the congregation, maybe about 25 or 30 different countries represented. And then after that, we went to our church service, which was done in Russian and Ukrainian and Turkish. And that lasted for a couple of hours. And then we went to an outreach meeting that lasted for 4 hours. And we had a little picnic on the shore of the Mediterranean. I know it's tough being, a minister, but this is where we were at, on the shore of the Mediterranean. And that was last Sunday. And Sunday night we got home, we had dinner about 1 a.m. in the morning, and we're sitting around the table, and Pastor Bob, you could tell, his mind was just full. I mean, it was full. Did you ever feel like that when you were going to school? Your mind just got full? Well, he was full. I said, Bob, how you doing? He says, I'm on overload. I said, really? He says, I can't take in any more. I said, well, tell me, what's overloading you? He goes, church in the morning, church in the afternoon, church in the evening. I've heard Russian and Ukrainian. I've seen Indians. I've seen Sri Lankans. I've seen Dutch people, English people. This is all too much. He was on sensory overload. You know, a good night's sleep always helps when your brain's full. Am I right, students? Yeah. Bob had gathered all this stuff in. And his world got pretty small. But his God got very big. As you grow, God becomes bigger. We were at the Anglican church service, and it's a high service. You know, they sing the liturgy, and everyone's wearing robes, and there's candles and all that. And Bob was sitting there. It was done in English, and I thought Bob was kind of really, you know, catching on, but it was just so much. And then they said, let's have, you know, they invite you to communion. And I said, Bob, you're going to come to communion? He's like, I don't know. I've never experienced anything like this. And I said, Bob, God invites you to his table. It's kind of bad to refuse God. And so he went up there and he knelt down and all this. I mean, listen. It's not us controlling God, but it's God controlling the universe. It's not us limiting God, but it's God who brings unlimited knowledge, unlimited truth, unlimited power. It is God who is in charge, and the more we walk with Him, the bigger He gets. That's the first thing, graduates, you need to remember. That God becomes bigger. When you all went to Guatemala, God got bigger, didn't He? Didn't He? God always gets bigger. The second thing you need to remember is this: Christ comes nearer. In the end of this passage, Paul says, we have the mind of Christ. It's very interesting. If you go through the New Testament, you can find all sorts of things that we should have that Christ has given us. We have the mind of Christ. The spirit of Christ. We should have the attitude of Christ. We should have the sufferings of Christ. We should have the peace of Christ. The love of Christ. The gospel of Christ. The fullness of Christ. I can go on. We should become good soldiers of Christ. The whole idea of our conversion is that you and I become more like Jesus Christ. That you and I become Christ-like in everything that we do. That is why Paul says the Spirit reveals it to us. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is revealing to our spirits. We are being infused into God's family. We're being infused into God's nature. It is God's character that's being put into us. We are becoming more like Jesus Christ. The more we grow in faith, the nearer Christ becomes in us. You and I are becoming more like Jesus Christ. And of all the things in the New Testament that we should radiate with, I think the number one thing is the grace of Jesus Christ. You see, we were saved by the grace of Christ. We were delivered by the grace of Christ. We were healed by the grace of Christ. We are sanctified by the grace of Christ. And as we draw near, and as Christ draws near to us, it is God's grace that's working in us. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians that Jesus spoke to him. and said this. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. He said, Jesus said to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in your weakness." Do you know, we sometimes think in our minds that God only blesses our good stuff. That God only blesses us when we do things well. Listen, God blesses you and loves you, warts and all. Turn to someone next to you and say, God loves you, just as you are. God loves us, and His grace is at work in us. And as we grow in faith, His grace continues to work. Not only is God at work in our strengths, God is at work in our weaknesses. Not only is God working in our ups, He's working in our downs. God is at work in our lives. And as Christ comes nearer to us, it's more about Him and less about ourselves. And it's the grace of God that changes us. And it's the grace of God that makes us more like Christ. And when you and I stand before the world, they should see the grace of Jesus Christ in us. They should see that God's grace works. It really does work. You know, I was staying with Pastor Igor and his new wife, Alexandra, while we were in Istanbul. And Pastor Igor was here last summer. Remember that? And he spoke on a Wednesday night to Ground Zero, and he was with our adult Bible study. And just God is just doing some amazing things. Well, when he went back last fall, we were trying to find a church. We've been working in Istanbul for about 2.5 years, and Pastor Igor is from the Ukraine, and he speaks Ukrainian and Russian, and now he speaks Turkish and English, and he was really reaching out to former Russian-speaking people. You know, you have Russians, Ukrainians, Georgian, Moldovans, Romanians, Armenians, all these groups that live around the Black Sea area, and they were all coming to Istanbul, some of them legal, some of them illegal, and so Pastor Igor was ministering to them, and last fall, we registered with the government to become an official church. Now, this takes a long process, but they were very gracious to us, and they gave us permission to have meetings legally and that we could rent a building. And so Pastor Igor went around to the church we were at housed 8 different churches. It had 8 different congregations in one place. And so Pastor Igor said, we want to officially meet here. And the church says, no, we don't want you anymore. And Pastor Igor went to a Pentecostal church. He went to a Baptist church. He went to a Dutch Reformed church. He went to 13 different churches. And all of them said no. And here's why. A lot of these Russian-speaking immigrants were women who were being brought to Istanbul to work as prostitutes. And Igor and the church were showing them the grace of Jesus Christ, and they were being converted. But these churches said, you're drawing too much attention. We don't want those type of people in our building. You know, at one time or another, weren't we that type of people? Weren't we sinners? Weren't we lost and blind and, let's just face it, plain dumb? Thirteen churches refused to have us meet in their facility because we were showing the grace of Jesus Christ to women who desperately need it, and they were receiving the grace of God, and God was transforming their lives, and God was converting them and saving them and delivering them. And this is what the church should be about. And we are those people. We were once lost, but now we're found. We were once blind, but now we see. It is the grace of God at work in us. And as it works in us, it's going to work in others. And that's what people should see when Christ comes near. They should see the grace of God. We met some of these folks and they were wonderful. And I got to tell you, some of them have gotten some new jobs. And one of them is working, she sells tourist souvenirs in her little shop. And all sorts of, you know, trinkets and things like that. Well, remember Pastor Jack's CD? Remember that? Well, what's it called? Good Old Boys Love Jesus Too or something like that? Okay. Yeah. Well, Pastor Jack gave some CDs to Igor. And Igor took them to Istanbul. And so he gave away his gift. So one of these gals who works... Did you tell the group on Wednesday night this? Oh, this is great. One of these gals who actually now works in a souvenir shop has Pastor Jack's CD playing in the background. But for the grace of God, picture this, a woman who was brought from Russia to be a prostitute is saved by the grace of God. She's now got a job selling souvenirs to tourists, and Pastor Jack's CD is playing in the background that Good Old Boys Love Jesus Too. Our next concert series will be in Istanbul, Turkey. The more we grow, the bigger God becomes. And the more we grow in faith, Christ comes closer. He comes nearer. So graduates, 2008, Pastor Jack and Alicia and Kendra. Where's Kendra? Your little boy was telling me about your graduation. He was so excited. And for Kayla and Jeff and Jonathan, I urge you to continue to grow in your faith. And as you do, you will see that God becomes bigger and Christ comes nearer. Amen? Let us pray. Holy Father, we thank you for today. A day of celebration, Father, a day of rejoicing. Father, a day that we are just blessed to witness. And God, you've done some awesome things in the lives of these six people, as you've done awesome things in each one of our lives. And Father, we are just here to say thank you. And we're here to acknowledge that you are God. You hold the beginning and the end. You are the first and the last. You are the Alpha and the Omega. And Father, whether we are here as 8-year-olds or 80-year-olds, we say thank you. And Father, this morning we honor our graduates and we pray for them. We pray that your Spirit will continue to search in them. And Father, that the Spirit will continue to reveal in them. And the Spirit will continue to bring to them an understanding of spiritual truths and spiritual words. That, Father, they will have a great revelation of Jesus Christ. And they will know that they serve a big and awesome God, and that their Lord and Savior is closer than they think. But Father, this morning we also want to pray, Father, for those who are struggling in their walk. Father, those who are having trouble believing and trusting. And Father, this is normal. Father, we all have ups and downs. We all have ins and outs. Father, there are days when we feel like we're at the top of the mountain. And then, Father, there are days when we feel like we're in the valley of despair. But Father, no matter where we're at today, You're a God who pours out Your grace abundantly, so that in all things and at all times, we may have all that we need through Jesus Christ our Lord. This morning, I would like to pray for those who might be struggling in their walk. And you know what it is. Maybe there's been some dryness, or maybe some tension. Maybe you haven't been as loving as you should have been. Or maybe you've just gotten caught up with stuff. You know, the world seems to be going faster and faster, and sometimes we get on and we forget to stop and turn back to God. This morning, if you would like a special prayer, that you would have a renewal of your faith and feel Christ drawing closer to you, would you just raise your hand where you are, and I want to pray for you. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. Anyone else? Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I just